Jane and Jewelers. This is Zena.
Hey, Zena. It's Ann. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I hope you're doing well.
I am.
Good. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. Is our girl there, Deb?
Let me see if she's available.
Thank you.
Really quick.
Welcome to Shannon Jewelers, your premier specialist in custom jewelry, engagement rings, diamond jewelry, luxury watches, jewelry repair, and more. Conveniently located at 6710 Spring Stubner Road, Suite 710 in Spring. We're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 to 4. Come visit us and enjoy our always sparkling service in our safe and healthy environment. Or feel free to visit us online 24/7 at shannonjewelers.com. We're delighted you called and we'll be with you in just a moment. Jewelry has a journey. Where will you take yours? Our journey began in 1979.
Hey, Ann, can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
It's used, and to make these links, is that's also in the price. To build this, to have that made, is that's not a cheap thing. The clasp, everything. Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I'm lovely. Are you doing well?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
Are you lying to me?
No, I'm not.
Okay, just checking.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Are you a liar, Anne? Because if you're lying,
I'm going to be upset.
We're going to have problems.
Okay. So I don't know if you can answer any of this for me. We have a buying group in right now for 3 days, you know, a buying event.
Oh, yeah.
And one of our customers who has a lot of jewelry, like we're talking.
An obscene amount.
Way more, yeah, way more than Terry.
Oh, God.
But her husband died 5 years ago, and 5 years before that is when he got sick and stopped buying for her. So he hasn't bought for 10 years, but they used to be the top dog here.
Okay.
And her son's wife's mother, so her in-laws, they bought all the jewelry from Shannon. So they kept Shannon's in business. Let me just put it that way. Okay.
Gotcha.
So she has a ring that she did not buy from Shannon's. She bought it overseas somewhere. It's a fancy, intense yellow. I sent you the picture. Apparently, it's an 8.14 carat. She does not have this certed. But I do have three graduate gemologists here who have looked at it. And yes, it's fancy, intense. She doesn't even have any paperwork on it. She isn't. Just doesn't. But I mean, you go to her house, which is where we went to get all this stuff. It's like walking into a museum. It looks like Versailles in there. She's French. So, I mean, there's no questioning anything she has that's incredibly genuine.
Right.
It's fancy, intense yellow. Very, very intense. I sent you the picture. The owner of the company is not here to see it, and he is very hesitant and says, no way, we're not buying it. I don't know that it is what it is. So I'm going to suggest to her that she get it certified. We'll send it into GIA, get it certified. So she paid $80,000 for it 30 years ago.
Okay.
Okay. What I want to know is, on the market, what kind of – I have no idea what to say to her that this is worth at this point in time. Would you have access to being able to tell me what a fancy, intense, yellow, 8.14 carat pear shape is basically worth at this point? It's not treated, not anything. It's completely natural.
Yes, I think so. I could help you with that, yeah.
Oh, she said yes. So excited.
I think so. I don't think that's hard for me to find out. Let me see here. So it's an 8.14 carat pear shape, fancy yellow intense. Please hold.
Okay.
Hold on.
I didn't even ask them if they checked for any kind of marking, but they wouldn't have put markings on this 30 years ago, right?
I don't think so. Let's see, though. Let's see. It's a pear shape. Correct. Color is fancy yellow. Intense. Fancy intense. We have a little fancy test.
It's amazing.
Is a...
I wish you could see this.
All right, USA. Let's just look. Okay. Oh, what's the clarity?
That's what Claude's asking. To look in here, I see. If I turn it just right, I see one little goober that's clear,
mm-hmm.
and it's little,
mm-hmm.
and I see one black. Or a bubble, very tiny, like the head of a pin.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those are in the center area, the top table, but not in the very center of the top table.
Sure. Okay.
And that's what I see. Other than that, it's...
Would you say
SI2
or SI1?
Because of how big it is, I think it would have to be VS2. Isn't it when they're bigger, you give more allowance?
No, when they're bigger, you give less. Because you can see.
Oh,
it.
Then maybe SI1.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
Let's just say SI1.
Okay. I would say, looking in the market right now, there's three that are between fancy intense and fancy vivid.
Okay.
And you're looking at around... $170,000 net.
$170,000. Is that retail?
No, that's cost.
What?
No, cost.
Oh, so this is okay.
If you were to buy it from me, I would say anywhere from $170,000 to $185,000, depending on make, depending on all those things.
Do you guys buy stuff like this?
No.
Do you guys sell stuff like this? For us.
Maybe.
Like if she wanted us to sell it for her, can you or MDJ
like consignment?
Put it out?
MDJ would. 100%.
Okay. All right. I just want to gather the information because I'm about to talk to her again.
Yeah.
And it's, what is Vivid before Intense or is which is the higher grade?
Vivid.
Vivid's the higher grade.
Vivid's the higher grade.
I mean, this is seriously yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Where the tip is, it's gold.
Wow.
Like picture true 24 karat gold. That's the color of the whole front half tip.
Wow.
Wouldn't you say, Claude? It's seriously yellow.
Hmm. But no,
okay.
Sir. I mean, still, I'll be honest with you, still stick around that cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But yeah, how much did she pay for it back then? 80?
80.
Eesh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I go, that's it? And she said, that's a lot.
No, it is, but.
I'm like, but nowadays it's worth way more. Like, she made her money back. And the thing is, her daughter-in-law, who she would give it to, already has her mother's jewelry. And her mother, she and her, Fran and this lady's mom, bought a lot of the same jewelry. So it's really kind of fun.
Oh, really?
They hung in the, so she said she doesn't need my ring. So she'd rather get the money and then be able to leave that in her estate. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Oh my God,
there are a couple other things she has, and I might have to hook up with you with MDJ and do a consignment thing.
Yeah, let me know.
Okay?
All right.
Awesome. Thank you, Ann.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll
bye.
Talk to you later. All righty. Bye.
Okay.